This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the aviation sector has played an important role in making India the fastest growing economy in the world. Through this sector, the government is working to connect people, culture and prosperity. Addressing the Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said that an increasing middle class leading to higher demand are driving forces behind the progress of this sector. He added that India's aviation sector is undergoing a remarkable transformation, enhancing ease of travel for citizens and boosting connectivity. The Prime Minister proclaimed the adoption of the Delhi Declaration by all the member states. The Delhi Declaration is a visionary roadmap to elevate the region's aviation sector to new heights. Mr. Modi said that the Delhi Declaration will advance the resolve for regional connectivity, innovation and sustainable growth in aviation. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said about 75% of the disengagement issue at the line of actual control with China have been resolved. Speaking at the Global Center for Security Policy in Geneva yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that the Galwan Valley clash of June 2020 had a profound impact on India-China relations. He further pointed out that violence at the border cannot be isolated from the broader relationship between the two countries. Dr. Jaishankar was in Geneva on the final leg of his three-nation tour, which also took him to Saudi Arabia and Germany. The Ministry of External Affairs said yesterday that since Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Russia, 35 Indian nationals have been released from the Russian army. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that around 50 Indian nationals are still with the Russian army and New Delhi is working diligently to secure their release as soon as possible. This brings the total number of released Indians to 45, as 10 Indian nationals were discharged before the Prime Minister's visit. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval met with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the BRICS National Security Advisors meeting in St. Petersburg, Russia. In a statement released on Telegram, the Russian embassy in India said, during his meeting with Mr. Doval, President Putin praised the special and privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia and emphasized the crucial role of security issues in bilateral relations. Russia's president proposed to hold a bilateral meeting with PM Narendra Modi on October 22 on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Kazan. The meeting will summarize the outcomes of joint work on the implementation of the agreements reached during his visit to Moscow and to outline prospects for the near future. India's retail inflation rose to 3.65% in August, slightly higher than the 3.6% reported in July this year. According to data released yesterday, the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation highlighted that this is the second lowest retail inflation in the past 5 years. The inflation rate was within the Reserve Bank of India's tolerance band of 2-6%. Meanwhile, the food inflation rate for August 2024, based on the All India Consumer Food Price Index, is provisionally reported at 5.66%, making it the second lowest since June 2023. Several subgroups, including spices, meat and fish, and pulses and products, have experienced a decrease in inflation. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said yesterday that her government is open to discussion with the protesting junior doctors who are demanding justice for the R.G. Kerr rape and murder victim. Addressing a press conference in Kolkata, she said the junior doctors should return to their work. The Chief Minister held a press conference after the proposed meeting with the protesting junior doctors did not take place. India will be partnering in the European Hydrogen Week 2024. This was officially announced yesterday on the second day of the International Conference on Green Hydrogen in New Delhi. The US has announced sanctions against three Chinese companies, one Pakistani company and a Chinese citizen for their role in Pakistan's ballistic missile program. And that is the end of this news bulletin.